Welcome to How Do You Divine? An open conversation on how our perspectives differ based on our culture, experiences, and exposure to the world. In each episode, we'll explore how we have defined fundamental aspects of life while leaving space to learn, converse, and possibly expand or modify these definitions. Join me on this journey filled with laughter, intrigue, and most of all, courage, because true growth happens in the space between uncertainty and vulnerability. Our goal is to provoke meaningful conversations rooted in humility. I am Sanika, and let's define a divine existence.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to How Do You Define? And on today's episode, I wanted to reflect with you because we launched season two strong with so many goals and so many things that I wanted to bring to you on this podcast, and life happened, right? And like I've said before, my commitment to this podcast, I take very seriously. So on today's episode, we will discuss reflecting. The formal definition for reflection is serious thought or consideration. So I wanted to come back to you with a solo podcast talking about reflection. Do you reflect on certain time in your life, certain goals that you have set, and reflect on why you haven't met those goals, what the roadblockers were, and how we can move past them? So I'm coming back to you because I am reflecting on the first half of the year. I'm recording this end of July as we enter into the Lion's Month, as I call it, because I'm a Leo. August 19th is my birthday. And I wanted to reflect. I wanted to hold myself accountable because I am a high achiever and I'm also deadline driven. It doesn't sit with me well that we only have two podcasts live for season two, and we are well past the 6 month mark of the year. So let me catch you up. So throughout this year, I was promoted in my professional career, which I am super excited about. It's a new role, similar role to what I've done over the last 10 years, but more focused on commercials. And I've truly enjoyed learning this new area of the business, really evolving in this new area of the business. And as a high achiever, I really do take pride in not just learning the description of my job, but the impact of my job, which means that I have more conversations about the nuance and decisions and why it's important to be strategic in every aspect of not only what I deliver in person as I partner with clients, but also from a documentation standpoint in order to create structures and systems that not only I can benefit from, but my team and the whole org. So I've had a wonderful year, right? For my professional career, I've been able to achieve things that I didn't necessarily put on my list of goals for this year. And subsequently, it has taken a lot of my time and my focus away from my passion, which is this podcast. And at the center of everything, as you guys know, is my family. So when time is scarce, I make sure that they are very high on the priority list, because I think balance is a joke. And we'll dive into that word in a different episode. But I don't necessarily seek for balance. I seek to be present. Present when I'm with my family, present when I'm with my friends, and taking in what that experience offers and not being in my head and trying to multitask. So I'm happy to report that I've been present all the while, all of these changes. And more I find myself, as I reflect, not conflicted, but uncomfortable, right? Because I am moving into new areas, both professionally and personally, now that I have accomplished quite a bit and my podcast has been out for some number of years now. But really, I've seen so much growth in podcast downloads and views and subscriptions. So I first want to thank everyone for finding me and finding this podcast. And I hope that it delivers the insight and provokes meaningful conversation in your life. I like to talk. I love a good conversation. The best part is listening to learn and not to respond. And most challenging conversations are the most valuable. So in this episode, I want to reflect with you on what it's been like as the podcast has continued to grow in season two. Outside of what I expected and what I planned, let's reflect. So at the top of the year, I hosted a wedding and two corporate events, truly stepping into my passions for hosting and communicating to the masses. And I had a wonderful experience at all three events. And with that being said, I have continued to pursue endeavors in that realm. And more recently, I've actually broken down one of the compartments that I found comfort from in my life. So a lot of my podcast and all the content that I create is very separate from my professional career. I have always intended for those two worlds not to coexist. I know that at some point that it would, but it looks like we've come to that point now. And I have been so uncomfortable about it. And if I'm to be quite honest, in my career, I have learned that not working hard needs to happen. Right, obviously, but more importantly, my standards on how I work doesn't necessarily align with everyone's standards, right? Some people, the bare minimum is fine, which to each his own. But for me, I've always felt like I would want my work to speak for itself. I never want it to be about my personality, my skin color, or my gender. So in order for that to happen, I knew for a long time that my work needed to stand out and be able to kind of hold a conversation and a reputation of its own. And that's how I've always worked and will continue to work in my professional space. Whereas my podcast and my passions, I more recently, as you guys know, came to realize that a large part of the podcast is who I am. Right. And I needed to be more comfortable and more open getting in front of the camera and kind of breaking the fourth wall and it not making it only about the podcast, but kind of bringing the audience into who is Sonika and why should we listen to her and what makes her so unique. And these were the questions that I was being asked by consultants and other entrepreneurs and people that I admire in the space, that they were like, listen, the content you have is great, but you are so much more than that content, right? So I tried to use my same approach in my professional career, which was to make the work speak for itself, right? You don't need to know who Sonika is. You don't need to kind of get connected to me. The work that I provide and my contribution to the organization has a reputation of its own. And I tried to mirror that with my passion and quickly learned that that wasn't authentic, and it also came across as if I was hiding, right? I was just pushing podcast, and don't look at me as the individual hosting and having the conversation. And so that's why I took the break, as I spoke about before, and now I'm back and ready to be in front of the camera and open up more of my personal life and who I am, because communication is so important to me. I think so many relationships break down and the value of that relationship ultimately is not recognized because we are incapable of not only communicating, but listening, which is such a large part of connecting and building community and family and truly and relationships. And I think those relationships will ultimately comfort us and support us and encourage us to be our best versions of ourselves. And if that relationship doesn't exist in your friend circle or your family circle, I hope you find that relationship here in the podcast. And also know that there are so many communities out there with positive individuals such as myself who truly want to see each other win. There's so much out here for everyone. This scarcity mentality that a lot of people in the Caribbean was taught is a fallacy. And we've seen that time and time again. But not to get on a rant, I just kind of want to bring the conversation back to why I've been so uncomfortable, right? Because I have officially broken down one of those compartments between my professional life and my personal passion. I will be hosting an event, a public event for my organization, which I've done before. I actually hosted an international conference 2 years ago, but I have never connected my hosting with my podcast, ultimately giving that audience an avenue into my passion. So I've been uncomfortable about it, if I'm honest. It was a compartment that I found a lot of safety and comfort in. And having that conversation with senior marketing executives when they said, hey, can we list you as not only the host of this event, but the host of your How Do You Divine podcast? We want to support you in this endeavor. And it made me so emotional. And talking about it right now makes me emotional because I know my purpose. And ultimately, I had to learn, and I'm still learning, that what has brought me here, right? What has made me successful in my professional career, and what will make me successful in my hosting and emceeing endeavor, as well as a content creator, won't be the same, right? So I feel God's sense of, I didn't bring you this far to bring you this far, but I need me to understand that those skills will be different, right? My approach to what makes me successful in my professional career and what will make me successful in my hosting endeavors as well as a content creator will not be the same. So as I sit here and I reflect with you, I am just filled with gratitude. I am filled with this overwhelming sense of, I am doing what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm doing what I'm called to do, and I should not let my own fears hold me back. I should not allow the uncertainty of this path to make me feel like it will jeopardize a stable situation that I've already created for myself. And as someone who is very confident, I hate to call it fear, but honestly, as I sit here and reflect with you, I want to label it, right? I want to call a thing a thing. And this fear definitely comes from being a Black woman in corporate. You know, like I said before, I have always stood very strongly and very confidently on my work and the results that I bring and the value I add. And now ushering more of who Sonika is authentically without the, let's just say, the on uprightness of corporate world does make me consider, you know, the impacts of that. And will it be a conversation of, you know, not just representation, like, is this appropriate for your role as I negotiate contracts and build relationship with client? But like I said before, I trust that God's plan is way better than mine. And I wanted to come back to you and have this conversation about reflection, because I sit here and I reflect, and I am on one side really proud of myself for what I've accomplished in my professional career over the years, coming from humble beginnings and truly dedicating, leaning more into the fact that I love to learn. And if I find something that I'm truly passionate about and I think I can learn and bring a lot of value to, I do that, and I learn and I execute at a very high level. But just switching gears, I wanted to come back and ask you guys, do you reflect? Do you reflect on the goals that you've set at the top of the year? I know everyone has a New Year's resolution that, you know, historically are forgotten by February. What was that? I don't necessarily believe in New Year's resolutions. I believe in quarterly goals. I set goals for myself, for my family, for my household quarterly, just to ensure that we are aligned. Time will pass. In 3 months, 2 months, we'll be sitting here talking about something completely different. Time will pass, but I think it's really important for me, as well as like the conversations I have with my husband and my daughter, to set your intention, right? And if your intentions for any time period in your life is to learn something, to achieve something, to acquire something, unless you set that intention and then start to build some goals in order to how you achieve, you set goals and then start to build tasks and how you're going to achieve that goal, the time will pass. And unfortunately, you know, those intentions won't be met and you will be sitting with failures. And as I sit here being very transparent about, you know, earlier this year when we brought back the podcast season 2, full content creation, more audio and visual and kind of bringing you guys more into my life, I had a different plan. I had so many interviews scheduled, sessions canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. And I also created a new avenue for the podcast called Can I Ask, which is a live podcast series that I wanted to come back with Essence. And unfortunately, the audio for that session did not come out as expected. but I learned so much at Essence, just being in the space, speaking to so many different people about their passions and endeavors and the way they have their business set up, ideas about my podcast, different collaboration. Being in the building at Essence and being in the environment was very beneficial. So although I wasn't able to bring to you the audio version of Can I Ask Essence, I did release the video versions, and I hope that you had an opportunity to watch that as well. So what am I listening to? As tradition serves, I love music. Music, I feel like, has kept me sane in my teenage years, in my life in general. So here at the podcast, How Do You Divine, we have a section called What's the Vibe of the Week? What are you listening to this week? I often find songs or just go back to classics and it runs for the week. You know, that's my vibe of the week. So this week, I want to share with you my vibe of the week, which is actually more new music from Rhapsody Kisnamni and Nicole Buss. This is my first time coming across Nicole Buss. I'm very familiar with Rhapsody. Actually came across Kisnamni at a health and wellness class that his sister Kamala McDonald was hosting here in New York, and he came with his entire band and performed. I love musician. Like, you could tell true and true that Kisnamni is a musician, and him lyrics them, yeah, he's a lyricist. And as you can see from my taste in music, I love a lyricist. That's why Jay-Z and Nas is at the top of the list, because I love a good lyricist. The song Is Never Enough featured on Rhapsody's newest project, which arguably is the best hip hop album that has come out in a long time. She has definitely owned 2024. This album has hits, classics. So I'm gonna share just my vibe for this week, which is Never Enough by Rhapsody featuring Kisnamni and Nicole Buss. Never enough, it's never enough in the world of Babylon. I feel like it's my two worlds colliding in one, because I love hip hop, I love rap, and I love reggae. Conscious reggae, I love music in general, to be honest. I listen to jazz all day while I work. I like classic music. I love music. And that is my vibe of the week. So if you have never heard of Kisnamni, this is your invitation. You're welcome. And if you have not listened to Rhapsody's album from top to bottom, what are you even doing? Like, what do you listen to when you're in the gym? Do you go to the gym? What are you listening to when you drive in the car? Like, what are we listening to as we commute around? Rhapsody's album is definitely a gem. I have a good 3-4 that I have ran back to back on repeat for a few days, but Never Enough is my vibe. That is one holding me right now as we've entered into August, which is my birthday month. It's just the vibe I'm feeling. And thank you guys so much for joining the podcast. My name is Sanika, and I hope this episode of How Do You Divine Reflection really resonates with you and encourages you to reflect on your goals for 2024 or how far you've come, right? And also reflect on the moments that make you uncomfortable, the moments that have really lived rent-free in your heart for this year. So as I sit here and reflect, coming back to the podcast, touching base with you all, remembering that I will always, always have a place and a space in my heart, even when time does not permit, to come back to this podcast. So this is How Do You Divine Reflection. As I reflect, thank you so much. Please be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave us a review on all podcast platforms. See you on the next one.
Thank you for listening. Continue to add dimensions to your definitions. Please join the conversation on all social platforms. Hashtag How Do You Divine. See you soon.